This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has now crossed the six-month mark, with many hostages still in Hamas's hands and still with many thousands of Palestinian civilians starving every day. USA's Laura Winters has more.
It's the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th, Hamas slaughtering more than 1,000 Jewish people, including Americans, at a music festival and at their homes.
Meantime, the Israeli military said it's withdrawing ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip. The IDF said Sunday its 98th Division is leaving the Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. Monday's solar eclipse might have been the reason for some busy traffic on U.S. interstates and highways. Federal Highway Administration estimating that as many as 5 million Americans would be traveling to sites within the event's path of totality. They advise it's probably best for travelers to stay at their solar eclipse destinations a little longer if they want to avoid the crowded highways heading home. The possibility of cloud cover, still a concern. USA's John Schaefer.
According to the latest information from the National Weather Service, individuals from Texas through Arkansas and potentially in Ohio, northwestern Pennsylvania, and western New York may experience obstacles in viewing the eclipse. Northern New England and the region stretching from southern Missouri to central Indiana have been identified as areas with the most favorable conditions for clear viewing.
The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Palestinian civilians and refugees continue starving in the war between Israel and Hamas, as reported. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain says, though, it's not the only area in need.
Right now, Gaza is getting all the attention, and understandably, we cannot forget Sudan, DRC Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Haiti, as you mentioned. These are parts of the world that are literally on the brink of causing some even larger food crisis than are already happening right now, and I speak specifically to Sudan on that.
McCain flagged the humanitarian situation in Gaza in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. The Israelis have announced plans to reopen a corridor in the north of Gaza to ramp up the flow of humanitarian assistance. Country music star Morgan Wallen now facing charges after police say he threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville Sunday night. It just so happens a number of police officers were standing near where the chair fell on the sidewalk below. This about 11 p.m. when witnesses said they spotted Wallen throwing the chair and then laughing about it. Police are also reviewing security footage of the incident. And the University of South Carolina women's basketball team has wrapped up a perfect season. They won the national championship 87-75 over Iowa this weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster taking to social media, extending his congrats on what he called another dominating season for the ladies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we're kind of tied up right now because everybody's focusing on this total solar eclipse. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. Maybe he can help us understand. And, you know, Phil, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to be with you again. And
always.
Yeah, people have gone eclipse crazy, haven't they?
Yeah, they really, and you love the free enterprise, offerings because businesses are taking full advantage. I mean, and any excuse, I remember when I was doing a lot of marketing, anytime you could come up with a sale theme or whatever, solar eclipse, 50% off sale, whatever, you would take full advantage of it. And, you know, Burger King, they got their special offers, Krispy Kreme is doing a total solar eclipse donut, even Dunkin' Donuts, I mean, they can't be denied. And, of course, you got to have pizza in there, too, because now you got the total eclipse of the Hut is what Pizza Hut is offering, $12 any pizza, any large, any recipe, any toppings, all because of total solar eclipse day. So, and this is just the beginning. You can check it out. I mean, it's endless, right?
Well, you got to love it. I mean, leave it to a bunch of Americans to come up with a way to hustle a buck over an occurrence that's going to happen multiple times over and over again. Of course, this one, Everyone's claiming unique because of the cities it's covering, because of, you know, but it's the same old stuff that we hear all the time. Will anything happen? Yes, you're going to have an eclipse.
Right. Exactly. And, of course, some are looking at, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you saw her text over the weekend. She looked at it from a spiritual angle and said, maybe God's talking to us. Jesus said that, when he was around, that, we look at certain things that happen in the atmosphere and we figure that out, but yet some of the obvious signs were missing. I don't know. She could be right. Maybe not. You don't know. We know in part. We prophesy in part, right?
Well, one of the things that these do is they call us back to something bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And whether anything prophetically is lined up with this or not, that has the effect on everyone. So even people that don't believe in God, for example, they go, well, I wonder what this means. And
yes.
Then other.
I think we lost him. Are you there, Phil? Did we lose you? Okay. What happened? I think we lost him. Yeah, we got all kinds of deal. Let's disconnect. Yeah, every once in a while, I don't know what. Maybe the eclipse got him. got offended. I don't know, but it is interesting. But to Phil's point, I always think it's interesting. With all things that happen in our environment these days, whether it's a different size moon that takes place, something atmospheric takes place, And, you know, even people that say they don't believe in God, I think it's interesting because they look up and they have, there's just something that strikes their very soul and spirit that says, you know, could this be a God thing? Because as we see all these things that are unfolding, Phil, to your point here, you know, and I agree with you, is that anything that happens in the atmosphere, even though people may not say they believe in God, there's just something that is within us that says, could this be God?
Right. Well, and that's it. Natural occurrences sometimes have spiritual significance. We know that from Scripture. We
right.
see things in Scripture, and we know in part, you know, that's part of what the Scripture teaches. But it does bring the awareness up and it allows you to have a great discussion about things beyond the eclipse.
Exactly.
You know yeah, one of the interesting things, I don't know how true it is, that the cross point of these two eclipses is going to be over the small town of Rapture, Indiana.
Interesting. Yes.
And it's going to cover six different cities named Nineveh.
Mm. Now, I've heard that.
So, now, what does that mean, Bill? I'm going to have to dig deep into your prophetic mind and tell me, what does that mean, Bill?
Well, again, these are indications, and you take of them what it is that you will. And if it is something that, you know, it's kind of like Jesus said, look, if you're for me and not against me, I don't care about your theology necessarily, in so many words, right? You know, in a sense, you start looking at this because, you know, you talk about Nineveh. You've heard me ever since I think, you know, I've been talking about, you know, that's the hope for America, is that we would have a, what I call a Nineveh moment, that there would be such a move for repentance, that people would really come and reconcile, you know, their lives with, you know, the laws of God, and that they would repent. And just as God gave Nineveh 100 years to, you know, to come back to him, of course, they ended up messing up anyway, and they ended up going by the wayside. And there's just something about human nature that cannot seem to help itself, because, you know, they love the blessings of God, will celebrate the blessings of God, but then you get back to, like we talked about last time, the book of Judges. You begin to see things according to your own eyes, and you go back to your old stinking ways. And it is amazing that this happens. And, you know, when you study and see time and again how humanity has done this, you thank God for his faithfulness and his long suffering, right?
Well, exactly. You know, the cycle, and you see it the clearest in the book of Judges. It's, you know, God blesses me, I sin, God brings some correction, I repent, God blesses me, and that cycle goes on in all our lives. And I think the goal of maturity is to move beyond, you know, that and move into, you know, an accelerated forward up and to the right on the chart life that honors God, pleases God, and then can really make a difference in the world you live.
Right. And again, you know, this is all kind of practice anyway, because we know there's a better world to come. But meanwhile, you know, God is going to hold on to his remnant. And, you know, are you part of that remnant body? Are you going to be on God's side, or are you going to be on, you know, Satan's side? Because it is a binary choice. I mean, it's either one or the other, right? I mean, there's no purgatory, or there's no in between, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that is also the challenge, you know? You know, we've talked about this in my book, Midnight in America, that one of the things I identify is, you know, in China you have the underground church and you have the state-sponsored church. In America you have the conforming church and you have the believing church. And, yes. You know, there are just a lot of churches that have conformed to governmental kind of overreach and even encourage others to do so.
Exactly. And where's the excitement, though? Where is it happening, right? Even Catherine Coleman would say, you know, where is the Holy Spirit happening? It's happening in these naturally organic, God-fearing churches, the ones that aren't conforming, the ones that aren't being socially engineered by the government, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, if you don't live on the edge, you're not living on life. How about that?
That's right, exactly. Well, hey, here it is for times such as this, right, Bill? See, this is why the timeliness of your book is so perfect, by the way. It's Midnight in America. Check it out. Get your hands on it. Share it with your friends and neighbors. It will help you make sense out of all this. And dare I say, an eclipse or two. So stay tuned for details. We got more from Phil on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Conversation with Phil Hotzenpiller continues. I'll tell you, a great book. You've got to get really seriously. I keep bragging about this. Phil, I think this is the best book you've ever written. I mean, frankly, if I can say this.
Too.
I just think it's awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Midnight in America, and really, you need to get your hands on it, tell your friends about it. I mean, we got Phil Hotzenpiller on the world tour. He is from coast to coast. He's being interviewed every day on different radio stations and networks, you know, getting the word out. And, you know, the feedback, Phil, I tell you, the host, you know, they're calling me and going, wow, I didn't know about this guy. I said, well, you know, hey, now you do. And, you know, so they're really, really impressed. And I know people who are picking up your book are equally impressed because, the timing of how you're laying this out with, you know, the prophetic signs and for us, you know, God doesn't want us to be in chaos. You know, we can be in peace in the midst of all this. But the only way you can be in peace is if you're connected to Him. You disconnect from Him, and then guess what? You're going to be caught up in the wave of chaos, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And remember that prophecy, even the book of Revelation, as frightening as it is to some people, was all made to comfort those who know the Lord. So if you don't know the Lord, it should be a motivation to bring you into His love and His grace and into His forgiveness. If you do know Him, then realize He is writing to say, this is what happens to the world apart from God.
Exactly.
And but you are called, you are chosen, you are a remnant of my people, and I will cover you and I will care for you. And so when you see things unfold prophetically in the world, you go, wow, it reminds you God is in control. Mm-hmm. Things are going to be okay. I don't know.
Right.
It may not be easy, but it's going to be okay.
Right. Exactly. Well, and you look at what's happening in Israel right now with all the pressure from the United States, Joe Biden, and now the report that, you know, Israel is moving out of Gaza. And it's not that they're moving out totally. I mean, they're still, you know, they're still maintaining a force there. They're not going to go, you know, Afghanistan and embrace, you know, Joe Biden policies totally and leave Gaza to its own devices. But they've backed off from it. And of course, this in response to, the unfortunate bombing of those aid workers. And, so a lot of political pressure, international pressure as well. But, What Joe Biden, America, Anthony Blinken, and the rest do not understand is that Israel is used to living under this, you know, this diabolical pressure and the threat of life and death constantly. And what has happened now with Hamas, and it happened on October the 7th, is game over. You know, there's no room for a two-party solution. All this is right now, as I see it, is Israel is acquiescing to Joe Biden and, you know, and praying to God that Donald Trump comes in so that they can go in and finish the job once and for all.
Well, and, you know, and the challenge is there. I mean, Israel knows this as well as anybody else. You can only grind this thing so long. And when the mounting civilian casualties, you know, just keeps chalking itself up, you got to say somewhere along the line, we need a more strategic war here. This is not, right. You know, we've got to change plans here. So I don't know if it's as much acquiescing to Biden as it is to going like, you know, based on the cost on both sides, we've got to find a better way to ferret out these Hamas workers. And I guarantee you, there is a plan afoot. There is integration. There are people that are already moving in that area that are Jewish, or that are faithful to Israel that are going to be, let's call them spies in the land. I have no doubt.
Right. Well, and it could be the deal, like it has been said before, you know, it's not that we're surrendering. We're just attacking from a different direction, to your point, right?
Exactly. But yeah. I don't know if you've been following some of the interviews I've done, but in my book, I talk about the appearance of the red heifer and what it means in Israel today. And then we had this Hamas leader it kind of got overlooked on the 100th day. He announced that part of the reason for the attack on Israel in October was the appearance of the red cows. And they all know this. I even saw CBS ran a pretty big article, a couple of articles, on the very fact that this wasn't just an attack. This was tied to Israel's steps forward to build the third
Temple Mount. Right, exactly.
On the Temple Mount. And this is prophetically tied. A lot of people, it gets lost, the atrocity of the whole thing, but it has a prophetic meaning to it as well.
You see, again, there are more signs than you realize, but this is why Jesus warned us to be vigilant. And so it's not just signs that you see in the sky. It's what you're seeing at the ground level. It's in its totality. That is the nature of God, right? It's not going to be just, oh, well, you can expect to see God in this particular zip code or at this point. It's all invasive, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, not every event in the world is tied to biblical prophecy. Some are. So you have to use a little bit of, say, let's just, what is there any dot we can connect here? And I think one of the clear dots is the red heifer.
Exactly. Explain to our audience, because some people, you know, this may be the first time, you and I, we talk about it because we've talked about this before. But for some of the audience joining us, they go, red heifer, what are you talking about, red heifer? Break it down.
Yeah, and it's so pure. One of the rules that God gave in Numbers 19 was that for the cleansing of the temple, it was required that they sacrifice a red heifer, then burn the ashes, mix it with water, and when it was mixed with water, it would be called living water, and it would be used to purify. Well, the reason of pure is because the Jews haven't had a temple in 2,000 years. It was destroyed in 70 A.D., so there was no need. Plus, a red heifer that's without blemish, meaning no white hair, gray hair, etc., would be an anomaly of nature. And it wasn't until recently in Texas that a farmer said, I have more than one. I probably have five or six.
Of all places, not Israel, not in the Middle East, but in Texas.
Of a born-again believer who loves him. And so God had just, I'm just going to say God blessed him with this. So now what happens is they're examined. They've been in, they've been there for 2 years almost, about a year and a half. And now they meet all the requirements. Now they have the altar built. There's a Jew that bought land just below the Mount of Olives, which is exactly where the ancient altar to sacrifice the red heifer was. And the plans are to do that and to then get the ashes. So now what remains? The building of the temple.
Right.
The priesthood is already in place.
Yeah, because you already have all the, the vestments, everything is already, that's already been constructed, right? And been, put together, right?
Everything except the Ark of the Covenant, which they may have and not telling us. Mm. But there's 500 trained priests that are identified from the tribe of Levi. There's a high priest that's already been selected. So the only thing you have is the building of this new temple in Jerusalem, and the Muslims know that. So this,
right?
The real war, the epicenter is not in Gaza. The real epicenter is in Jerusalem, as it always has.
Exactly. Well, because it makes sense. That's where God placed His name, right? of all places that He could place His name, He placed His name in Jerusalem. So you know that that's going to be a friction point. And so that's what we look at. We know that, just like in your book, in God's prophetic clock, that hour hand has been set, and it's set on Israel and Jerusalem, right?
Well, and you remember, it's the only city that God calls His city. The only language He calls His language is Hebrew. And the only people He calls His people are the Jews.
Well, and here we are, the Gentiles, because, I've always looked at it, Phil, as Israel, the name Israel means ruled by God. So that kind of incorporates Gentiles and Jews, right? It's not just Jews, because if you're ruled by God, then you're part of that Israeli covering, are you not?
You are. That's part of what it means, when we come into Christ, we are grafted into this foundational piece, this living organism that God has blessed, And it's pretty exciting, honestly.
The IBM
Exactly.
The Accelerator.
Thank you, Phil.
Pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson XAI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select 5 participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%, sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning. Those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. It's the end of an era, as one of the country's more popular game show hosts is calling it quits. After more than 40 years, USA's Laura Winters reports.
The final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, scheduled to air on June 7th, marking the finale of the show's 41st season. Sajak, who announced last year that this season would be his last, will be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. Sajak will remain as a consultant for the next 3 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's eclipse day, I'd say all over the country, but only a part of the country will get a total eclipse. But hey, we got all kinds of sales opportunities, donuts, pizza, whatever, all available, all wrapped into pizza, all wrapped into the eclipse day here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and our thanks to Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith and author of the book, It's Midnight in America. Interesting, you know, these times. And I say interesting, you know, and I don't say it in a passing sort of way. I think interesting in a way that it should engage us. To realize that, you know, this isn't going to be forever. I mean, do you have any sense that it will always be this way? That, you know, we see what's happening in America, how erosion is taking place, that it's it just can't be sustainable. You know, this kind of evil that is happening not only here in America but around the world. And you go, whoa, Bill, you know, what are you doing? You're jumping the shark here. And I say, well, no, look at. You know, don't turn a blind eye to what's happening, you know, let's just say at our open border, for example. You know, the sex trafficking that's taking place, that's evil, okay? Do you have any doubt? I mean, young people being captured, you know, to be sexually abused, and you hear the stories, I mean, 8 to 10 times before noon, they're having sex. They give them a break. They give them a lunch break. Can you believe that? I mean, how kind of them. They give them a lunch break. And then they come back in the afternoon, another 8 to 10 interactions. And we got you know, how many thousands of girls, young girls, your daughters, you know, possibly? I mean, what a mess. That's evil. Okay? Drug running, killing people. 80,000 last year, fentanyl alone. And God only knows how many other associated deaths as a result that are as a result of all the drug trafficking that's taking place. Absolute evil that's taking place. Okay, a culture that, you know, they're not happy enough to kill babies, over 100 million babies. Oh, no, that's not enough. Let's mar them. Okay, if they manage to get through the birth canal, let's confuse them and tell them that, you know, they're not girls. They're really boys. And it's unfortunate because God made a mistake, or, you know, the Creator made a mistake. Like, God's going to make a mistake, right? Gosh. How arrogant. How arrogant, and at what cost? Because the damage that's been done to these kids, it's irreversible. You've ruined their lives. And they're what, 8, 10 years old, 12 years old? Their very lives are ruined because of some theory, some type of idea, some grand experiment, like you're some kind of mad scientist. This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening in our country today. You know, and then you look at how the government operates. How it's taking away freedoms. I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, even Tulsi Gabbard, and I say even her, because I'm not sure, particularly in her position spiritually, but she was asked directly, you know, hey, where do our freedoms come from? She goes, well, I read the Constitution. It comes from God. Whoa. You know, this is why she had to leave the Democratic Party, and a lot of other people are leaving the Democratic Party because they've left God. They said they don't want God in their platform. You imagine? And here it is, the foundation of this country, the blessings of this country came from God. They didn't come from George Washington or pilgrims. You know, they participated in it. They co-labored with God to this end. But they weren't the ones that gave us the blessing of freedom. It came from God himself. And just like he told the children of Israel back in the days, look, if you follow my laws, it'll go well with you. Okay, we had the same mandate. Follow his laws. Real simple. And it'll go well with you. And it did. And then, you know, human nature being what it is, gets tired of winning or whatever. I don't know. It's so bizarre, you know, how we sabotage ourselves and think somehow we have a better way. And we get these ruling elites, you know, because they have a credential or something. Somehow we're supposed to bow our knee and our heads to them. And especially when their track record is terrible. And they're known more for death than they are for life. I mean, think about it. But this is what we've fallen into. We've fallen into this pattern because, see, when you abandon God, you abandon truth. Okay, now truth is relative. We just don't, come on, you know, Bill, we're not exterminating. We're not creating a Holocaust by abortion. I mean, it's women's rights. Women have a right to this. Oh, really? When has there ever been a right that cost somebody their life? That's not a right. Okay, this is what has happened because, you see, when truth is relative, then it's your truth, it's my truth. No, there's absolute truth. You either are, you're promoting life or you're discouraging life. Abortion discourages life. And what kind of damage have we done? You know, to ourselves, our society, not to mention the lives that could have been, the families that could have been blessed, and how they could have been blessed. And, you know, because you hear these stories, they abound. Even in the case of, you know, down children, because you have, you know, certain countries go, oh, no, we can't have the expense of a down child. So if we know it's going to be, you know, chances are it's going to be a down child, we'll just abort that child. It's amazing. I mean, it's that diabolical. And how many families with down children, you know, and bless them that they are able to, to accept this blessing and see it as a blessing. And they each will tell you what a blessing their family would not be the same had it not been for the contribution of this unique child that people would look and say, well, that child's not normal. What's normal? Right? And they would not give that child up for anything. Because of their contribution to their family and what it's meant to them. But see, we We think so conveniently. We think so much for the moment and expediency. And we do this at our own expense, at the expense of our own culture. So, yes, you look at all these things that are happening, and I'm just citing what's happening in America, but this is happening around the world. This is a condition going on around the world where, you know, life is being debased and being disrespected. And you go, okay, God, how much more of this can we handle? Because we know that your word says that eventually you have to intervene, lest we would absolutely destroy humanity. And God's not going to let that happen. He's going to preserve a remnant, right? And meanwhile, you know, as Phil Hotzenbiller said, hey, it's up to us. I mean, God has spelled it out. He's explained all this to us in His Word. And if you're not connected to His Word and you're not understanding what's going on, then you're not going to be mature enough, as the book of Hebrews says. You're not going to be mature enough to know the difference between good and evil. See, and this is where we are. You know, most of the country is delusional. You know, we're disconnected from understanding what is good and what is evil. I mean, all this evil that's happening, you know, coming through our open border right now, and people can't see the evil in it. Oh, well, you know, it's just people, you know, wanting to have a fair chance. You know, we've been privileged to have a great country, and we were born into this country, and why should they be denied? And, you know, forget about the process. And forget about who they're beholden to. As I said, time and time again, which nobody wants to talk about, is these people are coming in, these illegal immigrants who are coming in, and at the gate, at the border, they become beholden. If they haven't beforehand, they've already made a commitment. They've pledged their allegiance to the cartel, not to the United States. So how do you deal with somebody who's pledged their allegiance to the cartel? It's the same thing is happening in the Middle East. Okay? They've pledged their allegiance to the Palestinian Liberation Front or Hamas or Hezbollah. That's who they've pledged their allegiance to. And what's their what is the foundation? From the river to the sea. You know, they want a Holocaust. They want Israel totally eradicated. How is that sustainable? How does that make sense? See, but you can't see the evil in it because you want to justify, oh, well, you know, for whatever reason, whatever argument. But you got to be honest with yourself, and you've got to be truthful. But if you ignore the truth, then, you know, it's all relative, and so your truth is your truth, and somehow you can justify what happened on October the 7th. And that astounds me, ladies and gentlemen. But this is where the world is today, is that we can allow for the justification of innocence to be randomly murdered and raped, like what we saw on October the 7th. Got to go to break. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything.
your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Gary Schneeberger going to be joining us in just a moment. He's focused on the family's assistant to the president for media relations. And we've got a lot to talk about because the focus on the family's pastors' conferences are coming back. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Bill. I'm on assignment here in Morristown, Indiana, to watch the eclipse. So,
okay.
More important than that is talking to you on our scheduled Monday. So here I am.
So do you have your special eclipse glasses to wear so you don't burn out your retina or anything?
Yeah, I do. In fact, my wife and I have like 7 pair of them, so we're good.
You got 7 in pair, huh? That's great.
Yeah.
Coming well prepared. And, you know, this is the thing about, it's so good about having wives with you, because they make sure that you have more than enough, right? It's not just enough, it's always more than enough.
Yeah, we're gone for like not even a full 2 days, and we have enough stacks or snacks to fill everybody who's here at this park that we're at in Morristown, Indiana. So we're all good.
Now, did you go with a posse of people from Focus, or is it just you, all the eclipsers have come together as a band of brothers and sisters?
Yeah, it was funny. We live in Wisconsin, and as we drove here to Indiana, we saw all these Wisconsin plates. I mean, there's a lot of people on the pilgrimage here, and it's starting to fill up. It's still several hours away, but this park that we're at is still filling up now. So,
Well, so in the midst of all this, you're sent on assignment. Jim Daly says, "Hey, look, if you're going to be our man on the ground right there checking out the eclipse, right?"
Not exactly that. My wife is a big meteorological lover of things. She loves clouds. Uh-huh. She loves sunsets. She loves all that stuff. So she wanted to come. We're here with her sister, her younger sister. So that's why we made the pilgrimage. But I absolutely made sure. I'm sitting in the car right now so I can talk with you.
Well, good. Well, thank you for the time, and tell her thank you for sharing you with us. Are you taking advantage? I mean, I was looking this morning. I mean, marketing being what marketing does, you got to take full advantage, because now you got all these special Eclipse, Super Eclipse offerings coming from, whether it's Pizza Hut or Burger King, or everybody's got their special Eclipse offering that they're providing, you know, this day.
Yeah, I coined a phrase yesterday, apocalypse, because that's everybody was worried about the traffic getting here, and it wasn't too bad. So we're fine, and getting home will be interesting. We'll see if I'm home before midnight.
But, yeah, I was going to say, that's one thing to get there, but you got there early enough to where it's not so bad. But like anything, you know, like a baseball game or whatever, you know, there's really no seventh inning here that you can leave early and catch it on the radio. As you're departing, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of getting early, one of the reasons that we wanted to talk about the Focus Pastors Conference is there's early bird discounts if people sign up now. So,
Well, explain to our audience, you know, because it's been a while since you've had the Family Pastors Conferences, right?
Yeah, it's been 12 years. H.B. London, who many folks may not remember his name, he retired.
Oh, yeah.
Has since sadly passed away. But once H.B. left, those conferences kind of faded out. But it's been 12 years since we've done it, and we now have a new church director, and we're doing this pastor's conference on October 28th through 30th at our headquarters in Colorado Springs. And if you sign up now until May 1st, it's only $215 per couple. Which that price jumps if you go at the late rate. It's $285 after October 1st. So,
but still a deal. It's still a deal, regardless. I mean, and the thing is, I will say this about H.B. London, because I'm privileged to have met him and known of him. He was a pastor's pastor. And this is why this thing was driven. You know, these family pastor conferences came out of a vision. I mean, he knew the hearts of the pastors, being a pastor and pastor's pastor, as I said. And this was really, I mean, his gift to pastors. I mean, what just, you know, a real true gift of God H.B. London was.
Yeah, and where he came from and what we're picking up again is this, you know, pastors can sometimes feel like they're not understood, they're misjudged, there's all these expectations they feel on them and their families. And the idea behind this conference is that we want to offer them hope and encouragement. That's what it's all about. So that's going to be, you know, Greg Smalley from the Focus team, our Vice President of Marriage, will be there. But Paul David Tripp, who your listeners probably have heard of, he's going to be there as well to speak. So it's really a 2-day event, a 3-day, 2.5 day event over 3 days that's designed to just encourage pastors in their calling and to help them sort of, you know, first of all, gather with other pastors and talk about their challenges, but then hear from Focus and hear from these speakers about how, you know, how to just ride through those challenges and those expectations that people put on you from the when you're in the pulpit.
Well, and it's tough enough, the kind of pressure that is on these pastors, you know, from their constituency. But you've got the marketplace and you've got the culture at large, media, the push, you know, the push and force against doctrine that is really a soul-searching opportunity for these pastors that are wondering, okay, hey, am I in alignment with God? Am I missing out on something? Do I need to alter and, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, contemporary adjustment? I mean, we see this happening in the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, churches all over the country. And it's quite shocking, you know, I believe, for you know, for people at large, because you see, to me, you know, again, being a marketing guy, Gary, I, you know, the church in itself, what God established, what Jesus established, has a brand, has an identification. It's like McDonald's, right? No matter where you go, the burger's the same. I don't care. You go to Japan, Germany, it's the same thing, right? And this is the way the Church of God, of Jesus Christ, should be, is that it should be the same. But what's happened is that you got all these different ideas, and it's starting to you know, I think, I'm not going to say unravel, but there's chinks in the armor here. And this could be an opportunity for, you know, pastors and Focus to, you know, come together in a way to help re-encourage these pastors to say, look, it's okay. You can reconnect with your brand and with your anchoring with the truth of God and what your mission and ministry is all about. This is what you're, you know, maybe tough, you know, because, you know, what they're most afraid of. I mean, it's kind of interesting because on one side, you got the government coming after them and challenging their tax exemption. And then you've got people in the pews, church body members that take exception to, you know, the music that's being played or the message that's put out there. But yet, you know, and the pastors are trying to be faithful and saying, look at, you know, my commander in chief, the chief executive officer of this church, God himself is saying, hey, we need to be talking about this message as uncomfortable as it is, because you need to be armored and readied up. And some pastors are responding to that, and in some cases there is a cost, and that creates some challenges for, you know, these pastors that in a sense are running, you know, in some cases, you know, maybe even major businesses, but small to medium and major businesses, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And one of the things that H.B. London always said, and I was you know, privileged to know him pretty well. At Focus, one of the things he said is that every Moses needs an Aaron, right? When Aaron helps Moses, you know, keep his staff up to you know, keep the Red Sea parted, and that's what we're trying to do at Focus is to be an Aaron to the Moseses, to offer them support, to offer them that encouragement, to offer them here's what, you know, to reassure them, here's what the truth is, and here's the importance of sharing that truth. That's what we hope this. It's called the Focused Pastor. That's what the event is called. And
wow,
that's what
very good.
Really comes out of this event. And we're excited. I mean, first time in 12 years, that's a pretty exciting thing. So, again, the dates are October 28th and 30th. To find out more about it, go to focusfamily.com, type in Focused Pastor, and you'll get taken right to it. You can sign up.
And you can be, yeah, and you can be praying for the team. I mean, this is, wow, this is a huge, you know, endeavor to do, and you know, the team itself needs to be in line with God's purpose and what God wants to see fulfilled with these pastors, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it, we will never we will always welcome prayer for this conference and for everything that we do, because it's important. We want to, down the line, whether it's in marriages or parenting or whatever, or pastoring, we want to offer that biblical perspective and that biblical boldness to folks to be able to walk that out in a culture that increasingly tries to avoid or marginalize it.
Exactly. Well, again, you know, the church is under attack like never before, and guess what? It's not going to lighten up, Gary. I don't see it lighting up, and that's okay. I mean, because you know, we can be encouraged, because Jesus said, "Hey, look at they did this to me." So if you're a follower of mine, welcome to the club, right?
Yeah, we're in good company when it comes to that. We just have to, right, stiff upper lip and stiff prayer life for sure.
Well, and here it is. I mean, Gary, this could be the end of the race. I mean, this could be the last baton exchange before Jesus comes back. And my prayer is that we would do it, you know, humbly, compassionately, with our heads held high. And, you know, as the Apostle Paul said, you know, running to the finish for that eternal prize that awaits us, right?
Absolutely. And in Christian love, Bill, I'm going to steal that phrase about the last baton pass, because I love it.
You got it. Gary Schneeberger, thank you, buddy. Take care.
With 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with